For tapes of End Time Meetings, Deliverance Services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.lakehamiltonbiblecamp.com and lhbconline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Wednesday afternoon, December the 29th, 1993. Midwinter camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Jim and Mildred Coffey from Milledgeville, Tennessee, are the speakers of the afternoon. Come on, brother and sister Coffey.
Well, Gloria, my husband had told me before we came over here, we come over to rest and to visit, and
that's right.
And he said, you're going to have to preach while we're over there. And I said, no. Well, anyways, praise the Lord. Listen, I want to share with you this afternoon, we're deliverance workers. And I've heard different ones preach on deliverance, but I want to know how many of you do deliverance.
Amen.
How many of you do deliverance? Preaching it, talking it is one thing, but how many do it? You know, we all need to do deliverance. And I'm going to share this afternoon is basic. Very basic in deliverance. I was talking to the Lord this morning and about this and what the scriptures I'm going to give you. I'm going to give you scripture. It's very basic and you should know it. It's on your authority. But, you know, a lot of times I find people can quote scripture and never use them. And God's wanting us to do deliverance to get His people free. And my thought is, the more we can get out of us, the more we can fill up with God. And so we should want to get everything that's in us that is not of God out. When you watch it in mass deliverance, you see people sitting and they're afraid to turn their demons loose and let them go. And I think they're afraid someone will see them, and they don't really want to see them. Well, you can do your own deliverance. You know, you can get in the bathroom, in the bathtub, shower, and work on yourself. But let me tell you, when there's an opportunity to receive deliverance, receive it. When I get through, we're going to do mass deliverance. We have a real small church right now. One time it was pretty good size. But I'm going to share a little bit. I'm going to share as the Lord leads. I'd really like to share about some of the things we've discovered in the area of deliverance. But we'll just see how much of the Lord lets me share. I find a lot of people are afraid when you go to talking about what demons do and what they say and how hard sometimes they are to get those rulers out. But man, once you get a ruler out, that person's free. But we started with a pretty good sized church, and the Lord put us in deliverance. My husband will testify. He came down the aisle screaming, kicking, and hollering, and I don't want no part of that. But the Lord put us in it. And He put us in it simply by, as we were ministering, having Bible study, that demons began to manifest. And it was either do something about them or ignore them totally. You can't do that. So as we got into deliverance, our church kind of divided. Used to hear Wim Hurley say that you divide by the church divides and you by multiplying, and you multiply by subtract, or you add by dividing. But I'll tell you what, we divided and divided again and divided again, and so we got down to just a nucleus of people that really believe in deliverance. And I can start binding spirits just over our group of people, and they begin to get deliverance because they believe in deliverance. See, if you really believe in deliverance, you'll get deliverance. You've got to really believe it, and you've got to believe that it's for you. And now we have, a small church, but we are ministering to people that come from a mission in Memphis on Wednesday night and Sunday night. We're different from most churches. Our church is big on Sunday night and Wednesday night, but small on Sunday morning. Sunday morning is our people, and Sunday night and Wednesday night we have people from a mission that come out there. And these people, they come in off the street, and they receive deliverance. And people say, well, that's okay. They're so full of everything. And that's true. They are. But what I want to see is the people that are say that they believe in deliverance, I want to see them get free. I want to see them. God sent His word. Jesus came that we might be free. And He wants us free. But you only can receive and get free as you believe for yourself. If you will, open your Bibles to Matthew 28, and let's look at the commission that Jesus gave us. In Matthew 28, in verse 18, Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world." Jesus said all power and authority had been given unto him. This was after the resurrection. And then he said, what did he say to us? He said, "You go and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." In other words, he's telling us to go forth and to teach what we know. And he has given authority. He said all the authority in heaven and earth had been given to him. And over in Matthew in the 10th chapter, our brothers quoted it a while ago, but I want to read it. In chapter 10, in verse 1, he said when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases. Jesus gave his disciples, he called them to him. What is a disciple? It's a learner. And that's what we are, aren't we? Aren't we disciples? Aren't we learners? Aren't we learning? And as we learn, how do you learn? As you put into practice what you hear. And Jesus gave them authority. He gave them power. And he gave us the power and authority. I hear people say, "Well, he didn't give it to me. He gave it to the disciples." Well, I am a disciple, and you are too. And verse 5 says, "Then these 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, Go not into the way of the Gentiles, into any city of the Samaritans, and enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give." And I always say this, when you receive deliverance, you know, deliverance is hard work, especially if you go one-on-one and you stay with them until you get them free. It's hard work. And I find this is the reason most people don't want to get into it. It's because it's hard work and it's not. Our brother was teaching last night. I thought, as he said, as we made the covenant afresh and anew with the Lord. I remember when I made that covenant, I lost every friend I had. I lost my children. We got kicked out of the church. But you know, God's restored every bit of it. Every bit of it. He's restored. He's brought our children back one at a time. And friends. Of course, new friends. The ones that walk with us, believers. But as we go and we share what God has given unto us, I find people are afraid to share deliverance with people. They'll talk to them about Jesus. They can go and talk Jesus to them. But they're afraid to share about deliverance. Most people don't understand it. They tell us we speak a foreign language sometimes when we're talking about it. But we need to tell them there are people around us hurting that need to be free. And most of them are church people. And that's what I always think when I read this scripture when Jesus said, "Go into the way of the Gentiles. Go not into the way of the Gentiles, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." And I think about the church. I think about the church. And so he's saying, as you go, you're to preach the gospel. And how can you preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ if you don't preach healing and deliverance, the raising of the dead, the healing of the lepers, and casting out demons? So I wanted to share, and I'm going to share with you some of the things that I've learned in deliverance. We have gone through the spirit of learning, school of learning is what I mean. Of putting people, working one-on-one with them and doing deliverance on them and seeing them set free and seeing the change in their lives. But we're such a small group of people that we work with the same ones until we get them free. Most people that do deliverance, like, come through here, you get deliverance here, and then you go on. But you just begin to get a little bit of deliverance here, and you need to continue working at it as you leave here. Yes. And you need to know that you can do it on yourself. You can do it while you're driving your car down this road. You can call things out of you. And as you go, not only as you teach it to others, you can get free yourself. So I'm going to share a little bit as we go along. But first of all, let's go to Mark 16 and use that scripture. When I start teaching these people that come from the mission, I always ask them. They're new born-again people. They say they are. And they're all excited. They've been filled with the Holy Ghost, and they're excited. And I was like, how many believers have we got in the group today? And everybody raises their hand. And I said, oh, great. This is tremendous. Everybody's casting out devils. Praise the Lord. Verse 15 of chapter 16 says, and he said unto them, go ye into the world, all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. And they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And the scripture there tells us that the believer will lay hands on the sick. The believer will cast out devils. Did you just notice that it didn't even say you're to pray for the sick? It just says lay hands on them. And if we are believers, we need to know the authority that we have so that when we lay hands on people, that it's not us doing it, but God's doing it through us, the Spirit of God working through you. In myself, I can do nothing. But in Him, I can do all things. And this is what He's telling us to do. When we really believe. I preached a sermon one time in our church about the unbelieving believers. Because that's what most of us are. We're unbelieving believers. We mentally assent the word. We talk about it. And we got a lady in our church. She calls Irma every once in a while. She confessed to me before I left home. She just called you. And she knows the word. She can quote it and quote it. And she knows I get irritated at her sometimes. She calls me so much. And I have tried to get her to do the word instead of calling and wanting me to do it for her. And she, when you talk to her, she doesn't hear you. But she knows this word. She can speak it and quote the scriptures, but it doesn't work for her because she doesn't really believe it. And when you start acting upon it, it works for you. It's God's word, and it works. It always works. I always say, if it's not working, it's not the word, it's me. And that's the truth. If it isn't working for me, then it's something wrong in me that's stopping it from working. But this lady will call me and she'll say, I got this pain in my side. And I say, rebuke it. Rebuke it. I said, I'm not going to pray for you. She said, pray for me. I said, I'm not going to do it. Rebuke that thing. You have authority. When a pain hits you, don't say, oh, I've got appendicitis or I've got cancer. Say, I'm not going to receive it in the name of Jesus. Rebuke it. Start using your authority and telling the devil to get his hands off of you. Do you believe that sickness is coming, that the enemy is loosing stuff on you? You've got to believe he's there. Our God is a powerful God, and we have all authority that's given to us in the name of Jesus, but we only have what, it only works in us with what we believe, but we never use even a little bit of it. You cannot believe God for cancer healing if you don't get rid of a headache. You've got to learn how to rebuke a headache the minute it starts. You've got to rebuke it the minute the thought hits you. The minute the pain hits you, you've got to rebuke it. My husband and I be driving along down the road, and he'll do something, or I will one, and he'll say, and he's always saying to me, what are you casting out? Because I'm always getting deliverance as we go down the road. But I'm going to work. I'm not going to let it. Coming over here, let me tell you what happened to us coming over here. We came across the bridge out of Memphis into Arkansas. We hadn't driven anyways. I don't know how far, not very short distance. And all of a sudden, we had company in our car. And I said, you get out of here in the name of Jesus. You have no right in this car. Well, I run him off, and I was going to sleep on the way over here. And I dozed off to sleep, and he'd come back again. You say, how did I know he's there? I could smell him. And he was there tormenting me, and I'd run him off, and I'd go back to sleep, and he'd come back. I don't like your demons here. But you see, the minute I knew he was there, I ran him off. You say, you're demon conscious. You better believe it. You better believe it. They accuse me of that. Some people run from me because they're afraid I'm going. And I never try to discern people. I never, till I'm in deliverance with them. But they'll say, that's all you do is look at demons. I say, no, I don't look for them, and I don't seek them. Sometimes I shut my eyes, keep from seeing them. But if they're there, you can't help but see them and know they're there. You have got to learn. You say, well, I know I've got authority. Well, then why in the world, when we go into deliverance, everybody in this place isn't getting buckets full of deliverance? That's what this is, isn't it, Glenn? Brother Glenn, it's a deliverance camp. This afternoon is deliverance workshop. Irma's been working, and Brother Doc over there. getting a little, you know, this, you know what this session is? It's to stir the spirits up so that when we go into mass deliverance, they'll come out.
Right.
That's what every one of the teaching sessions on deliverance is for, to get them agitated and let them start coming out. You might find yourself, you begin to yawn and think, I'm getting so sleepy. No, you're not sleepy. That's the spirit coming out. Their breath, they come out. They want to run. They don't like to hear the truth of the word. And God's given you authority. And when somebody next to you goes to coughing, you could turn over there to them and say, come out of there in the name of Jesus. You need to do it. Put it into practice. Get used to it. Walk in it. And you can continually walk and be free from all the harassment that the enemy puts on you. If you'll learn to hit it when it first comes at you. But I find most people are lazy. And they want somebody to do it for them. That's what my husband said. He said, I'd spoil those women in our church. I said, I kept thinking one day they would grow up. Because one of them get a pain and they call me. And when I quit answering my phone, put my answer machine on, I was surprised at how smart those women got. I was really surprised. I found they didn't need me at all. Thank God. They finally learned to grow up. And we have a mother and a daughter in our church. And we've been working on this. Let me tell you something. You talking about I'm going to get three today? I wish it were so. The Word of God says that little by little, He'll drive them out. We have a woman in our church we've been working on for 5.5 years. That's why I wanted to quit. But do you know what the Lord, my husband and I believe she wasn't saved. But every time we would talk to her, she told us she was. Now, what? I'm not God. I don't look in her heart. But I knew that she never talked about Jesus Christ. She talked about God, 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 you know. So I don't know what God she's talking about. And we have done deliverance on her and ministered to her. And she would get buckets of deliverance. Do you know what I mean? I mean, we use garbage cans. And she would literally get buckets of deliverance. And she would come back the next time for deliverance. And the same things would be there. About 2 months ago. We went everywhere trying to find out how to get rid of this, to help her. We could not find anyone that could tell us what her problem was and how to get it out. And this thing talked to us, and he told us he was a fallen angel. And I don't get my theology, and I don't believe everything demons say. And you say, well, you talk to demons. Jesus did. They talked to him. He told them to be quiet because they were telling everybody who he was. But let me tell you something. If you could stop this one's mouth for me, I'd appreciate it. When he gets started, there's no way. Only I get him stopped, I get a handful of tissue and put in that girl's mouth and I hold it over her mouth to keep that thing from talking. But he told me he was a fallen angel. He didn't have to go. He told me, I heard someone say something about a demon saying he was there when Jesus rose from the dead. Yeah, this one's told me that. I've had him to tell me, yes, I was there. And I said, you couldn't keep him in the grave, could you? He said, no. I said, how many angels were there? Only two. And all the demons, all Satan's force was there. And they couldn't stop our Lord. And I want you to know, this thing told me he was there. He calls me all kinds of beautiful names. But he told me, he said, he was the great Apollyon. He was kicked out of heaven. He hates tongues. Let me tell you, demons hate tongues. And I asked him one time, I said, why do you hate tongues so bad, demons? He said, because of where he had come from, because of what he had heard in heaven. And I asked him, I said, well, why were you so, he calls me stupid and calls me dumb. And I said, you call me dumb and you call me stupid. I said, why did you leave? You were there in the presence of Almighty God. And he told me he was beautiful. And he said, don't you read your Bible? I said, yeah. He said, he finally told me it was pride that got him out. He followed Lucifer. I asked him, how could he have been so stupid? But the thing about this is, this thing is a ruler. He's a powerful spirit. And he would mock us. He would try to tell us he didn't have to go. And then when we'd put, well, that answer stand the judgment on him, he would admit that he had to go. And he would say, I said, why don't you go? He says, I have a right to be here. And as long as they have a right to be there, they'll stay there too. Mm-hmm. And when we continued to pray, we continued to work with her. And he told me the other day he begged for mercy the other night. And I told him I was going to give him some kind of mercy he'd given us. I returned every bit of the mercy he had turned loose upon our church. And he begged. I mean, he begged. But he told me that he had to go. And he begged me to let him go into some animals. And I told him no, he was going to the pit. Now, people tell me you can't send him to the pit. But I've had the demons to tell me, you're not going to send me there to no blankety-blank pit like you did the last one. But anyways, and I don't mean to just continue talking about what demons say, but I want you to know that unless you know your authority, you'd give up in a little bit when you get a hold of something like this. But that girl got saved. She got saved. She came in, and her whole countenance was changed, and she began to call Jesus Lord. And do you know what that thing told me the first time I went to work on her? He said, I got to get out of here. And see, we had no way to prove to her that she wasn't saved. She kept telling us she was. So when she finally made Jesus Christ her Lord, that thing admitted he had to go. And she has changed. It is just, it's tremendous. It's been hard 5.5 years, but it's been worth it. I want you to know. It has really been worth it to see. Now see, God has given us authority. You say, well, you sure are dumb to have taken that long. Man, I really thought at times about, you know, Lord, everybody accuses me of seeing spirits everywhere, and I'm at my wit's end. We went to see Win Harley and up his church and asked him about it. We asked some of their people, was trying to get some knowledge of how to get that thing out, because he was just giving us a real hard time. Now, reason I'm saying this about these spirits, these things curse you. This thing had put curses on people in our church, and we would have to get the curses, pray for them, and get the curses off of them. And this girl that he was in was not doing it, but she wasn't doing anything to keep him from doing this to our people. And if you're dealing with someone that has this type of spirit in them, you have got to do better than I did. You've got to get them to fight that thing. I would try to get her to fight that thing. I told her mother, I said, work on her, and when you go to her home, you work on her and get her free. And she was afraid of the girl. When the spirit in her manifested, she was afraid of her. But I told her, I said, you know your authority, and you know how you deal with her in the church. In the church, her mother could minister to her. But at home, she was afraid to do it. But the thing is, they do this to God's people. They'll loose curses on you. And they work. If you've got open doors, as the brother was talking last night, you do have open doors. Every one of us do. And we need, until we really begin to obey this word and walk in this word the way God intended for us to do, we have the open door. The scripture says a curse can't cause this to come. There's got to be a reason for one to come in. And so when I find, I always do this before I go into deliverance with the people that come from the mission. I get them to confess their sins. I said, whatever happened to you today, whoever you spoke ugly to today, whatever, how angry you've been today, you confess that as sin. It is sin, and that can block you from getting deliverance. Repent of your being involved in the occult. I have people tell me it's the hardest thing in the world to get them to confess that they've been involved in the occult. I don't know why, because God will forgive us when we confess our sins. But they'll say, well, I've already taken care of that. I was involved in it. I didn't mean anything by it, so I've already taken care of it. And so they confess everything they've been involved in is, Lord, I'm sorry I'm involved in that. They don't take it one by one. But the devil is a legalist. And if you go after someone that's got a spirit of fortune telling in them or necromancy or something, if they hadn't confessed that it's sin, then you're not going to get that thing out. And so I get these people. These people off the street are really full of pride. It's hard to get them to admit their sins and to confess them. But once you get them started confessing their sin, not to me, but to God, and get them to look at them the way God looks at them, they begin to get deliverance. And we have seen God do so much in these people that their countenance will change just almost instantly as those things come out. And I look at them and I think, Lord, it's easier to get street people delivered than church people. Because we're so full of pride. And we will not admit that we've got a problem. You know what we've learned to do? Control them. We control them. People have tempers. And that's the spirit. But you learn to control it. You can't let it go. Sometimes it gets the best of you and you explode. You manifest. That's manifestation when you lose your temper. And we won't turn them loose. We control them. We sit there. We're so afraid to let them go. And we need to go before the Lord and say, Lord, everything in me that's not of you, I want it out. Anger, hurts. God's people are full of hurts. We hurt one another. We're the only people that kill the wounded. And we're so full of hurts from the churches. We need to forgive them. We need to confess them as what people have done to us. And then ask God to forgive them. Then ask God to forgive us for holding unforgiveness. And then we need to forgive ourselves. But we have been so wounded that we are afraid. We've been hurt so bad we're afraid to turn it loose and let someone minister to us or let someone get close to us because we're afraid they'll see all this stuff in us. And so we cover it up. And we put on our religious fronts, and we walk in this religious front. We also don't hear very well. We need to really... I was asked the Lord one time why so many scriptures say that he that has ears, let him hear. Well, we all have ears. God knew that. And what he was trying to tell us, hey, open up your spiritual ears and hear what the Spirit's saying. And if we'll do that, this word will get in. Our authority will get into our spirit. It'll come within us, and we'll begin to know, hey, I'm an overcomer. Brother Tommy taught on it the other day. They said, I missed the sermon. I apologize. But he taught on overcomer. But we are overcomers. God has given us everything we need to overcome. He's given us the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. He's given us the Holy Spirit. He's given us the written word. What else do we need? He's given us power and authority. To walk in authority over the power of the devil. And as we get free from the things that are harassing and tormenting us, we can go forth and free others. Over in Mark's Gospel, in the first chapter of Mark, when Jesus went in, and verse 21 says, and they went into Capernaum, and straightway on the Sabbath day he entered into the synagogue and taught. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority and not as the scribes. And they were in and there was in the synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, and saying, hold thy peace and come out of him. And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. And if a demon manifests in this midst and screamed, everybody would begin to be fearful. But they screamed when Jesus was present. They tore the man and made loud noises. And Jesus cast it out. Instead of us being concerned, I've seen people literally get up and run, almost run, when a spirit manifests. Yeah, that happened in our church there once in a while. And somebody gets and blocks the door so they can't get out. It scares them so bad they want to run. And we don't know what kind of condition they're in, so we won't let them out till we know. But you see, if we know our authority, we don't become afraid. I heard someone say just recently, and I don't remember where I heard it here. Who said it? It's talking about Smith Wigglesworth. When the devil, he woke up and Satan was in his room. He just looked at him and says, oh, it's you, and turned over and went back to sleep. And that's the way you should be. That's the way you and I should be. We should know who we are enough that nothing, no type spirit, nothing will bother us. Because we know who you are. If we know who we are in him, and if we know we've got authority over, God gave us authority. Jesus Christ gave us authority over all the power of the devil. Not part of his power, but all of his power. Everything. And when Jesus went in preaching this doctrine, that spirit manifested, and where the presence of the Lord is, there will be manifestation. Our problem is we like everything to be peaceful, mostly. But, you know, if you want that, stay in the religion that you were in and have your choir and your 20-minute sermon, you know this. And I'm not fussing at you. I'm just telling you that is not where it's at. It's dead. And you want to be where God is, and where God is moving, where the Spirit of the Lord is moving, there are things happening. People are going to get delivered. People are going to get healed. People are going to get filled with the Holy Ghost. And when we all come together with one accord believing, we're going to see great many things happen. When we get in one accord, we're going to see it happen. Can you imagine what it'd be like to go? You know, we used to be Baptists. Yeah, right. We used to be. We were raised, Jim and I both were brought up in a Baptist church, and we was so hungry for God. I got so hungry. We did everything in church that I cooked. I had a title. I was church hostess, but I was a cook. And we worked on the bus ministry. My husband drove the bus. We brought kids to church. I taught Sunday school. He was chairman of the of everything, just about superintendent, assistant Sunday school superintendent, chairman of visitation. Did all those things and just work, and became so hungry for God that we couldn't find God. I would just sit down and cry when I'd get home on Sunday and say, Lord, where were you in all this? I'm so tired. I went looking for you. I've done everything I know to do, and I can't find you. And when I received the Holy Spirit, God turned me around. And I began to think, what am I doing in this church? There's a world outside of these walls, and all I had done was stay in those walls. And so God brought us out of the church, and I praise the Lord for the Baptist church because I learned a lot of the word there. But what I'm saying is that God brought me out, and when he brought me out, he brought me all the way out. And we're going to have to turn that loose. I was sharing with that church the other day. I'd been reading in Genesis, and when God went to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, he turned Lot's wife into a pillar of salt. She kept looking back, and I said, you keep looking back at what you left, and you keep looking back to it. The next thing you know, your heart is so hardened that you're going to go back that way and never again come back, follow the Lord. So this is what I see God saying to us. Come on, let's go on with it. And deliverance is when deliverance comes forth, the kingdom of God is in operation. Praise the Lord. He said, and when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him, and they were all amazed in so much that they questioned among themselves, saying, what thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commandeth he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him. You see, that is authority. And that's the authority that God's given unto us. I was sharing the other night. I came up here when that little boy was up here, and they were ministering to him that had overdosed on LSD. I was mad. I was really mad at the devil. See, my grandson did that. And he walked around just like that. We got him in the mission. His grandmother is, his other grandmother was a Baptist preacher's wife. His grandfather's dead. He was a Baptist preacher. So my daughter-in-law was a Baptist preacher's daughter. Well, we got Jason in the mission, and we got him under deliverance. He liked to die. The LSD just liked to have totally destroyed him. And he walked around, and he didn't know where he was most of the time. But we got him in that mission and got him under the word of God. They play the tapes, scripture tapes, continuously in the mission. And the men, the Lord had allowed us to go down there for a year and a half and teach deliverance. And the men knew deliverance, and they did deliverance on him. And you know, he'd been there about 2 months, and he came. His grandmother was having a fit. She wanted him out of that cult. But the boy was changing. Jason was becoming more like himself. Little by little, he was getting free from that. And he came out to our church one night, and he told me he was coming to our church with some people from the mission. And he told me, he says, Grandmama, and he began to tell me that God had called him when he was a little boy. He said, I heard God talk to me when I was a little boy. And he said, you know, said, I want to know him that way. Well, he got saved and got filled with the Holy Spirit. And Grandma and Mama went and got him out of the mission. And within a month, he's not as bad as he was, but he's gone backwards. You see, he wasn't free. He was getting free, and he was getting healed. The word was bringing healing to his mind. But he's gone with Mama again now. And I keep praying that he'll be back, that they'll bring him back and put him back in the mission. So why don't you take him? Because I can't handle him by myself. But he has to be there where there's someone that can minister to him continuously. And they have people there that can minister continuously. But there's help for him. You see, he needs deliverance from what happened to him. I said I was going to share some with you. And now I may be sound like I'm kind of rambling, but I was trying to go as the Lord leads me. Personalities, false personalities in people. And this is what I saw when I came up to pray with him. The spirits were flipping in him. They were flipping. Just one spirit right after another would come forth. And we've dealt with a lady that had 16 false personalities in her. And there was a ruler behind those personalities. And we got the personalities out individually. We didn't try to make them go into one because they were demonic. And we got them out of her, and then we got the ruler out of her, and she was totally free once we got that ruler out. And I'd never heard of it. We had just gotten into deliverance, and we were having deliverance services. We used to have deliverance 3 times a week, Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night, but it was a little hard to have twice on Sunday, so we stopped Sunday morning service. But we were doing Sunday morning services, deliverance that morning, and we were mentioning this girl, and this thing manifested, and I asked him who he was, and he told me, and I'd never heard anything like it before, you know, any name like that. He said his name was Pyrox, said I'm the ruler of 16 personalities. And I didn't believe him because, you know, demons lie. But I found out it was true. And after we got each one of those spirits out, then we got that personality out. And that girl had been having trouble all her life. And once that thing came out, she's gone back to work. She's a nurse. She's gone back to work. And it's just tremendous what the Lord has done in her life from that deliverance. I think one of the reasons we run into stuff like this is because, as I said, our church is small and we continually minister to those that are in need. In fact, you've got them there every time you do deliverance. You've got the same ones there. I used to pray, Lord, send us somebody else. I'm so tired of these spaces. I don't know what to do. And it's just a real pleasure to do that, the deliverance on those people like that. Let's go to Luke in the 10th chapter of Luke, and let's look at this. Well, I want to tell you that when I learned, the Lord taught me one morning. He woke me up one morning. I think I've told this here before, and I shared. He woke me up one morning about 5:30 in the morning, and he said to me, and I heard going over in my spirit, "Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven." And I said, "Lord, I know that. You know, I know that." And I was laying there, and a little bit, I heard it again. He said, "I said, whatsoever you bind on earth is bound in heaven." And he said it to me the third time. And when he said to me the third time, I said, "Lord, I know you're saying something to me, so I'm going to get and see what you." I got out of bed, went into the den, and got my Bible, and went back to the scripture in Matthew. And the Lord began to teach me about binding. And I thought, I wonder what this is all about. And then I learned that I needed to bind spirits when someone would manifest, and we didn't know what to do with them when you'd be ministering to someone and you couldn't get the thing out, and we didn't know how to bind. We didn't have heard of binding. I knew the scripture, but I didn't know anything about binding. And then I found that I could bind the spirits, that when one would manifest like that, that I could take authority over it and bind. And I'm telling you this because we learn to bind some of the forces that are so strong in people. But you do it according to who Jesus is to you. He taught me also that the binding worked according to who Jesus Christ was to me. Because he had me back up and read that, I think it's from the 14th verse to about the 19th, on binding and loosing. When Jesus asked Peter, says, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And Peter said, some say that you're Elijah, and some say Isaiah. And he said, "But who do you say I am?" He said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And he said, Peter said, "Flesh and blood does not reveal that to you, but my Father, which is in heaven." And then he said, "Upon that knowledge, upon that rock, I'm going to build my church." Revelation knowledge. He says, "I give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." When you know your authority, when you know who Jesus Christ is, who is he to you, that he's who he says he is, that binding will work on any spirit. And over in Luke, in the 10th chapter of Luke, in the 19th verse, he says, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." He said, "I give you power." The 70 had just come back. He had given the disciples, I started out with the ones he gave the disciples authority, then he gave 70, and he sent them out. And he told them, said, "You go out and you minister." And then they came back and said, "Lord, even the devils are subject to us in your name." And Jesus said, "Notwithstanding in this," as he told them about the authority he had given them, he said, "Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven." And when I read that, I always think Jesus is saying, "Well, you ought to know you've got authority. Be excited. That's just everyday thing. Walk in that every day. But rejoice that your names are in heaven." and get excited about that. Not because demons obey you. You do that, just walk along. One gives you some trouble. Bind him. Take authority over him. Bind him. And he said, in that hour, Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered to me and my Father, and no man knoweth who the Son is but the Father, and who the Father is but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him. And he turned to him and to his disciples and said privately, Blessed are your eyes which see the things that you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see those things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which you hear and have not heard them. So I always rejoice because when he says the wise won't see it, so it really fits me. He said, and I know he's talking to the disciples there, but I am a disciple and he gave me that authority. Now when you know that you have authority, you can take that authority and defeat the enemy every time in the name of Jesus. It is in the name of Jesus. And you can't try it and make it work. It works when you believe it. I've had people tell me, well, I tried to bind it and I couldn't. He said, well, you didn't bind the polyon. And the only reason I couldn't bind him was the woman wasn't saved. He had every right to be there. Every right to be there. So if you got a spirit you can't bind, check up, really check up on the person you're ministering to. Scripture tells us that the demons believe and tremble. So they believe and they, I don't know how they know, but I know they know whether you believe or not. They can't read your mind, but they do know, they know whether you really believe what you're saying or not. Because I have seen them laugh at people that would go to bind, and they'd say, who do you think you are? You don't believe. So he's given us authority, and I'm going to cut this short because I want us to do mass deliverance. But before I go any further, go to Luke in the 11th chapter. I enjoyed that sermon last night so much on the covenant, and I've heard so much about the two kingdoms. But do you know, I believe there's two kingdoms in you and I. That they're at war with one another. Until we get all those spirits out of us, those things in there warring in us to keep us from following after the Lord the way he wants us to. And they war continuously. That's why we want to clean that kingdom out. Get the ruler of that kingdom out. Every kingdom has a ruler. Christ Jesus, the Holy Spirit within us, is the ruler of the kingdom of God within us. But who's ruling that kingdom over on the other side? We were the children of the devil until we came to know Jesus. And we came out of his kingdom. But we didn't get all his kingdom out of us. And that's what deliverance is getting it out. In the 11th chapter of Luke, in verse 20, Jesus was casting out spirits and they had come against him. He said, But if I with the finger of God cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he taketh from him all his armor wherein he trusted and divideth his spoils. He said, He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathers not with me scattereth. Jesus said with the finger of God, and that's why I was talking about a while ago, the spirits hate the tongues. And I have seen demons manifest just by standing and praying in the Spirit. And I've seen people get just lots and lots of deliverance as people will pray in the Spirit. They do not like it. The stronger one is the Holy Spirit that's come, the Lord Jesus within us, the Spirit within us that knows all truth. And Jesus said in Matthew 8, verse 16, he said that he cast out spirits with his word. We use the word on them. It is written. It is written. How did Jesus defeat the devil? It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Father. And so if Jesus used the word to defeat the devil, then we have to use the word against the spirits that come at us. He said in Matthew 8, verse 16, when the evening was coming, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils and cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Himself took our infirmities and bore our sickness. See, the word works. In Philippians, it says that his name, at his name, God has given him a name that's above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. And use that on spirits as you're casting them out. Say, demon, you've got to go because his name is highly exalted above every name. That at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee shall bow. And demon, you're going to bow your knee and leave this body in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And you apply it. You apply the word to the demons to drive them out. It is written. I've had them try to offer me a church. They know how I feel sometimes. I hate going to church sometimes when you got so few people. And I love the people, but I get so tired of looking at someone. And we get into deliverance, and that demon say, or some demon will say to me, "Hey, if you'll leave me alone, let me stay here. We'll give you a big church." For years, we didn't have but one bathroom in our church, and they offered me two bathrooms. We do have two bathrooms now, but our church is smaller than it was to begin with because we changed locations. But they will do everything to stay in, and they will try to make you think you don't have authority if they manifest to the place where they talk to you. They don't all talk to you. Some of them, we minister to people that never manifest other than a yawn. We have a man in our church that's 83 years old. He plays the violin. Man, you really love his music. He's really good. And he's 83. And if anything hits him, he comes to get deliverance. And we do deliverance on him, you know, sickness or something. And he goes on about his way. And when we do deliverance on him, he sits there and you think, oh, nothing's going to happen today. You pray and you pray and you pray, and all of a sudden he'll yawn. And it's just real precise. And he leaves. He comes back and says, you know, said, Lord, heal me of everything that's bothering me. He believes in deliverance so strongly that once, I don't care if it's just a little tiny yawn he gets, he's free from whatever it is. It's amazing because of his belief. And he never has manifested and never has even tossed anything up. It's just yawned. My husband does the same thing too. But deliverance is for God's children. It is not for the lost. And if you have anybody give you that kind of argument, tell them, come see me and I'll tell them about Susan. 5.5 years of deliverance until she got saved. Nothing happened. But praise God for her receiving Jesus. Amen. Do you want some deliverance this afternoon?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'll let my husband do the deliverance. He's sitting back there probably wondering if I'm ever going to hush. Praise the Lord.
Amen. I want to add just one thing. This man that she's talking about, this elderly man, he believes so strong that we prayed for him and cast out a demon of epilepsy, and he did. And he hasn't taken another Dilantin in 8 years, and he's never had another seizure. His wife was healed through deliverance, and she was 72 years old, I believe, of leukemia, blood cancer. And 6 months before she died, she went back to the doctor, and he says, you know, I can't understand it. It is completely in remission. Completely in remission. And they just believe so strong. And it's very unusual for a person at that age to all of a sudden change from a denominational background, of a Protestant background, to walk into something like this and to see, take hold of this. It puts us to shame. We should walk above everything that the devil throws at us. I won't preach. You always have that desire when you get in front of a microphone. I don't know what it is. Heavenly Father, I bind principalities, powers, rulers, dominions, kings, authorities, all the powers in the heavenlies. I bind that council, that demonic council that sits in the heavens in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that directs the works in the earth. In the name of Jesus, I cut off your power this day. I bind spirits in this place in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I take authority over the spirits here through Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior. And I bind every spirit that's loose in this place, and I bind those that would disrupt and those that would stop the hearing and those that would stop the receiving of deliverance. I bind fear right now in the name of Jesus, fear of deliverance in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I bind you. You'll not harm. There will be no harm here this day in the name of the Lord Jesus. I cut off the power from the heavenlies in the name of Jesus, by the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. You will not harass, and you will not stop deliverance this day. Now, Father, I praise you. I thank you, and I give you the glory for the deliverance of setting your people free, even before we start, because your word is true, and it does not lie. So, Father, we thank you right now in Jesus' name, and we minister the deliverance. Amen and amen. In the name of Jesus, I call out those spirit guides in the name of Jesus, those entities that the world calls them that speak to people in the name of Jesus, spirit guides in the name of Jesus, all these new age spirits in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I've come against you. Loose them and let them go. I cast out that familiar spirit in the name of Jesus. You will loose them. Come out in Jesus' name. Spirit of seance, necromancy, water witching, fortune telling, all the occult spirits, in the name of Jesus, astrology, automatic handwriting, palmistry, astral projection, incantations, in the name of the Lord Jesus, loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go in the name of Jesus. Come out of them. Come out in Jesus' name. No, you're a liar. Loose them in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Black magic. All of the magic, white magic, all magic in the name of Jesus. Loose them and come out. In the name of Jesus, horoscopes in the name of Jesus. Ouija board, those that have played with Ouija boards, I cast out that Ouija spirit. In the name of Jesus, come out of it. Let her go. Let her go in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, ESP, come out in Jesus' name. Tarot cards, reading of the tarot card. Fortune telling, all the forms of fortune telling, the white magic, the charms, the pendulum, in the name of Jesus, loose them and let them go. In the name of Jesus, come out in Jesus' name, the Lord rebuke you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will obey. In the name of Jesus, come out, charms, all of the charms, in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, that black magic, all of the magic, loose them. No, I know you're here, loose them. Witchcraft, control the people, let them go. All of that witchcraft, in the name of Jesus, I break the curse of the witchcraft over you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Those that have had curses placed on you through witchcraft, in Jesus' name, I break the power of the witchcraft, in Jesus' name, let them go. Come out in the name of Jesus, come out of him in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the Lord rebuke you. Come out. In the name of Jesus, that LSD spirit, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, crack, cocaine, acid, all of the dope spirits, in the name of the Lord Jesus, addiction, spirits of addiction, addiction to nicotine, addiction to alcohol, addiction spirits, craving, the craving for them, in the name of the Lord Jesus, let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. You will obey. You will bow. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Addiction to caffeine. Come out in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The Lord rebuke you. Let's go over those again. LSD, cocaine, crack, acid, alcohol, nicotine, food. Let's go after addiction to food, fattening, in the name of Jesus. Obesity, come out in the name of Jesus. That obese spirit, come out of them in the name of the Lord Jesus. The Lord rebuke you. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, the Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Jesus. The curse of Adam. I come against that curse of Adam in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The curse on the ground in the name of Jesus. I come against that curse of Eve for the women in the name of Jesus. And I break those curses. I break the curse of Adam and I break the curse of Eve in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Come out. Come on out of them. In the name of Jesus. The Lord rebuke you. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. That damnable seed. Come out. In the name of the Lord Jesus, move, that doorkeeper of those spirits, in the name of Jesus, let them go, in Jesus' name, that dark reaper, the keeper of the nest, come out, in Jesus' name, that keeper of the door, come out, in the name of Jesus, the adversary, Moloch, in the name of Jesus, that mind control spirit, I speak to lust, in the name of the Lord Jesus, loose them and let them go. Spirits of lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, come out, Come out in Jesus' name. Let him go. Let him go in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let him go. Let him go. In Jesus' name. You have no rights here. Loosen. That son of Lucifer. Son of Lucifer. You've got to go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Come out. Come on out of him. Come out of him in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Witchcraft. That blood sacrifice that looses the witchcraft. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. That werewolf spirit. In the name of Jesus. Were beast in the name of Jesus. As a were beast, he's got to go too. He's the one that destroys the inside of a person, causes the sickness, the pain, in the name of Jesus. When doctors don't know what's wrong, is a were beast there. It's a spirit. It is a spirit, and they haven't been able to locate what the problem is. Many people have found and had them. In the name of Jesus, loose them and let them go. Loose them, a were beast. Word beast, I take authority over you in the name of Jesus. Now loose this people in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. All those heart diseases, heart attacks, in the name of Jesus. Let them go. Infection, insanity, tumors, ulcers, pain. The Lord rebuke you. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let's go after resentment. Spirits of resentment. Spirits of unforgiveness. Bitterness. Bitterness and violence and hatred. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you're not of the Lord. You're not of the Lord. Come out. Come out. The Word says that every planting that is not of the Lord shall be rooted up. You've got to go. You've got to go. Come out. Come out. Resentment, unforgiveness, bitterness, hatred, violence, temper, anger, murder, rebellion. Disobedience, strife, stubbornness, witchcraft, destruction, hurt, cruelty. Come out in Jesus' name. Criticism, rejection, rejection. Come out in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. Rejection, rejection, spirits of rejection, rejection of family, rejection of one another. Come out in Jesus' name. Sometimes you feel you're rejected of the Lord. It's the separation from the Spirit causes. I command that spirit of rejection to come out. Let him go. Let him go in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hurt, cruelty, criticism, envy, jealousy, distrust, fantasy. Escape, alcoholism, depression. Come out, move in Jesus' name. Suicide, death, early death. In the name of the Lord Jesus is the spirit of early death on God's people. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, the Lord rebuke you. Worry, fear, depression, insanity, schizophrenia, paranoia, frustration, unbelief, madness, hallucinations, come out in Jesus' name. That spirit of doubt, spirit of doubt, spirits of unbelief, in the name of the Lord Jesus, loose them and come out in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Doubt and unbelief, in the name of the Lord Jesus, let them go, for the Word of God is quick, it's powerful, it's sharper than a two-edged sword. It pierces even the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit. You can't hide, demon, you can't hide, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Frustration, unbelief, madness, hallucinations, pride, occult, levitation, witchcraft, bestiality, masturbation, shame, sexual impurity, fantasy lust, rape, incest, adultery, lesbianism, harlotry. Come out, all the sexual sin, all the sexual sins, come out. All the sexual demons, let them go in the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Move, move, move in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. You have no rights, you have no rights. Come out in the name of Jesus. Yes, let him go in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come out, unbelief, confusion, forgetfulness, mind control, self-seduction, mind-binding, mind wandering, mind idolatry, ego, pride. Let them go. Move. Move in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All right, stir them up. Take a deep breath. Stir them up. Don't sit passive. Don't get passive on me. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Everybody take a big, deep breath. Let them go. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. Come out of them. Come out. Greed, stealing, lying, rationalization, arrogance, self-righteousness, grief, heartbreak, heart attack, sadness, jesting, mockery. Come out in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus. No, you've got to go. You've got to go. It is by the Spirit of the Lord. You have no rights. You have no rights here in God's people. Move in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Witchcraft. All forms of witchcraft. Curses of witchcraft. All the curses that were loosed against you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I break witchcraft curses loosed on this congregation. In the name of Jesus. Witchcraft curses. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Witchcraft is no more than control of another person. Forced control of another person. That's what witchcraft is. In the name of Jesus. Those that try to control you, there are spirits that try to that do control. That's what they're there for, is to control you. I break the power of those controlling spirits, those spirits that are loosed in witchcraft. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And there are witches. There are witches this day loose in our land. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you've got to go. You've got to go. In Jesus' name. There are warlocks here in this land today. Come out. I break the curse of the warlocks over you in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Blood sacrifice. The werewolf. The werebeast. In the name of Jesus. Heart attack. Heart disease. Infections. Insanity. Tumors. I come against tumors. I guess. Loose them in the name of Jesus. If someone here has got a tumor, right back. Oh, yes. Praise God. Oh, praise the Lord. Loose her and let her go. Tumor. I break the power of that tumor. I curse that tumor in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I command it to dry up in the name of Jesus, never to bear fruit in that life. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I cast that spirit of tumor out. In Jesus' name, loose her and come out of there. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let her go. Tumor, you have a name. The Word says every knee shall bow. Come out of her. Come out of her in the name of Jesus. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Yes, move in the name of Jesus. You can't stay. You have no right. You have no rights there in the name of the Lord Jesus. All tumors in the name of Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Move. Move in Jesus' name. You're a liar. You're a liar. You have no place in God's people. In the name of Jesus, I command you to come out. In the name of Jesus, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come out of her. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let's go back over those occult spirits. Spirit guides, the familiar spirit, seances, necromancy, water witching, fortune telling, astrology, automatic handwriting, palmistry, astral projection, incantation, black magic, hypnotism, horoscopes, Ouija board, ESP, tarot cards, white magic, charms, pendulum, termination. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. Every name that I call, I command you in the name of the Lord Jesus to loose this people and come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You have no rights. You have no rights here. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come out. come out in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you will obey. You will obey. You're a liar. You're a thief. You're a robber. You're defeated by the Word of God, by the Lord Jesus Christ. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. Drug spirits, all the drug spirits, prescription drug. We get addicted to prescription drugs. Come out. I break the curse of prescription drugs over this people. Those that are habitually taking the same prescription over and over again. The Lord rebuke that spirit. In the name of Jesus, let them go. Let them go. In the name of Jesus, LSD. I command those flashbacks to come out. All those flashbacks from LSD. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Most of us don't know about those things, but they're there. Flashbacks from LSD, overdosing on drugs. Cocaine. Crack cocaine. Cheapest drug in the country right now. It's available to anybody. Cost you about $5. Get high. Ruin your mind on it. Just a very short time. Very addictive. That spirit of crack addiction. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. That doesn't mean you're taking crack. That does not apply necessarily. If you've been involved with it, though, you can pick up a spirit on any of these. Doesn't mean you have to walk in all of this to pick up that spirit. You say, I played with the Ouija board when I was a kid, but it didn't mean anything. Well, the devil did. He meant it. That spirit came in, that Ouija spirit came in, and it brings in the occult, that opens the door for some other occult spirits, and in time they get stronger and stronger till one day they take over. That's how they work. Occult spirits. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. All the occult spirits. In the name of Jesus. Now, the dopes, all the dope spirits. Acid. Peyote. LSD. Cocaine. Crack. I break the bondage of addiction. All addiction. I break the bondage of addiction. Spirits of addiction. In the name of Jesus, you can be addicted to most anything. You can be addicted especially to cigarettes. That's a common one. Nicotine. Come out of them. In the name of Jesus, addiction to nicotine. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let them go. The Lord rebuke you. Alcohol. In the name of Jesus. Spirits of alcohol. Come out. Addiction to alcohol. Let them go. Let them go. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Well, it seems to have quietened down. Praise the Lord. We had some deliverance. Everybody free now? Does anyone need any additional help? Occult spirits. Spirit guides. Familiar spirit. I take authority over every one of these spirits, and I call your name, you will manifest and come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Seance, necromancy, water witching, fortune telling, astrology, automatic handwriting, palmistry, astral projection, incantation, black magic, hypnotism, horoscope, Ouija board, ESP, tarot cards, white magic, charms, pendulum, termination. In the name of voodoo. Voodoo's another. Didn't have that one on this list. Spirits of voodoo. Voodoo magic. Voodoo magic. Voodoo witchcraft. Let them go. Come out. Come out. Voodoo curses. Curses of voodoo placed on with voodoo. Come out in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, come out. Voodoo curses, let him go. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, let him go. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you.
Spirit of Santeria, come out in the name of Jesus.
In the name
Spirit
of Jesus.
Spirit of Santeria, come out in Jesus' name.
That's a voodoo.
Mm-hmm. Let him go. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Anything else you want to call? Okay. Well, praise the Lord. False religion. False religion and false gods. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Spirits of psychology. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. Come out. I've been over here. Jealousy. Spirits of jealousy. Spirits of envy. Envy and jealousy and hatred. Lust. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hatred. Hatred. Violence. Unforgiveness. Bitterness. Temper. Anger. Murder. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Haters of God. Haters of God. Haters of fathers. Haters of mothers. Haters of mothers. A spirit of separation. Spirit of separation. Spirits of divorce. Spirits of divorce. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come out of them. Come out in Jesus' name. Haters of God. Haters of God. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I break that curse of haters of God. I break those family generation curses of haters of God. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Those that are brought down to the third and fourth generation of haters of God. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Come out. Come on out of there. Come out. Haters of God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Lord rebuke you. Haters of God. Haters of God. Infirmity. Spirits of infirmity. Heart trouble. Heart trouble. In the name of Jesus. Heart attack. Strokes. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Stroke. In the name of Jesus. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. That spirit of stroke, I cast you out in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Spirits of fear. All types of fear. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Fear. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. Fear. Fear. Terror. Terror. You have no place in the name of the Lord Jesus. Loose them. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come on out of there. Come on out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hatred. Bitterness. Hard-heartedness in the name of Jesus. All bitterness. Spirits of violence. Violence in the name of Jesus. Let them go. Temper. Spirits of temper and anger in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The Lord says anger is the same as murder. Spirits of murder in the name of Jesus. Come out of them. Come out in Jesus' name. Murder. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. Rebellion. All this rebellion. Rebellion against parents. Rebellion against husband or wife. Rebellion against God in the name of Jesus. Rebellion against authority in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, you can't stay. Come out of them. Come out of them. In the name of Jesus. 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 The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Yes, you've got to go. Move. Move in Jesus' name. Rebellion, rebellion, disobedience, disobedience, in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus, spirits of disobedience, in the name of Jesus, come out, let it go, you've got to go, in the name of Jesus, 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 Jesus. 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 In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. 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 In the name of Jesus. Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Come out of him. Come out of him in the name of Jesus. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. For these signs shall follow the believer. In my name they shall cast out devils. You have to go. You have to go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Out. In the name of Jesus. Jesus. Leviathan. Leviathan. You've got to go too. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Leviathan. You have a name. Come out. Come out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. 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 Let him go. Let him go. Come on out. Come on out. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let him go. Let him go. Come out. Come out. Hurts. Hurts. You've got a name. Hurt. God's people are hurting. Spirits of hurt. Come out. In the name of Jesus. I take authority over spirits of hurt. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. Come out. Let God's people go. Word says, let my people go. Let my people go. You will obey, demon. You will obey. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Lord rebuke you. Spirits of hurt, come on out of them. Come on out of them. Hurt. Hurts. Deep hurts. Small hurts. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. 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 In the name of Jesus. Loose them. Loose them. Sotaraha kia tanyan sele hayan tehe kataraha mana ne son torah kitehe kubora no shantikiana lakon sele ukamariana datehe kota yense rason torio kane yente lakon yetaha yetehe. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come out of them. Come out of them. Come out in Jesus' name. There's only one or two left. You just. Well, let's just praise the Lord for deliverance. Now, while they're stopping, let me ask you this. How many here, this is your first time to be in a deliverance session this weekend? Any here for the first time? One, two. Okay, praise the Lord. The Lord is good. He uses this to clean His people. And we need it. Every one of us need it. I don't care. They got to me too late to tell me Christians can't have demons.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.